Marlins and Braves at SunTrust Park. It's already been a career year for Marcell Ozuna. Here in the first, he's adding to his impressive numbers.
Ozuna gets a breaking ball, drills it, deep left field, Inciarte back, at the wall, and it's gone. And Marcell Ozuna puts Miami on top.
And the pitch. And this ball is rocketed to left. Going back is the left fielder, Matt Adams, looking at the bullpen wall. It is up, up and away, and a home run for JT Realmuto. Back-to-back long balls for the Marlins, and it's a 4-0 Miami lead here in the first.
Oh, fastball. Diving stop, Phillips. Fires and gone. Brandon Phillips has won gold gloves at second. He's getting his first taste at third base this week. And so far, he looks pretty darn good there.
Pitch to Albies is in the air to left center. Hit it pretty well. Ozuna races back onto the warning track. Leaping near the wall, makes the catch. Marcell crashing with his left shoulder into that left center field wall. Covered some ground. Made a good play. And Albies is the second out here in the third.
Sound effects microphone. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That's a big K for Jose Urania. And he has struck out Freddie Freeman to strand a runner after the Braves got on the scoreboard here. That's just his third strikeout in this game, but that was a big one.
Win number 10 for Jose Urania this season. Marlins avoid the sweep. They beat the Braves 4-1. Overall, Miami pitching holding the Atlanta offense to just 4 hits. Here's Marlins skipper Don Mattingly after the win.
Well, that's the thing. I think he just continues on, and that's really what you're looking for from guys that you kind of count on. Every time they take the ball, they're going to give you a pretty good outing. Obviously, there'll be a hiccup here, but you would like it to be like, for the most part, you know you're going to get a pretty good outing, and he's been that guy.
Don, he also responded with the 4-run lead. He just,
yeah, it was nice, obviously, to get the lead early and then get a quick few innings there. The first three where he gets rolling, his pitch count's down. It was good, and then he gets the big double play, Markakis. They kind of get a little something going. You feel like there's a little momentum, and he rolls up Markakis for two, and that kind of put him back in order.
Seventh inning, you didn't want to go out with him, was it? I mean, he had 70 something pitches.
Yeah, I think it was just the spot. You know, it was left, right, left. I didn't think they'd pinch hit for either lefty right there. So I'm going to get 2 out of 3 what I want with Harlan, and just felt like, you know, there's a spot for him that third time through the order. It was the lefties. If I let something get going, then I'm stuck, you know, in the middle of an inning.
They hit Stanton, and then you guys kind of get it going first. Did you think anything was there with hitting G?
No, I don't think so.
But you get the inning in Ozo, you know.
Well, obviously it's a big hit right there. Fouled a ball off, then he gets something up. It looked like it's probably a ball. And that was obviously gets us on the board, and then JT right after him. So from there, we weren't able to do much. We had a little bit of action, had a couple of chances to add on. It's one of those games that kind of you'd like to be able to add a run here or there, kind of keep the momentum going. But we weren't able to. But, you know, the guys those last 3 innings were good. Taz was good. Zig was good. Harlan obviously was good.
You talked in spring training about Realmuto at first. Today was the first start for him. Is that something we might see more of here with Bohr still out?
I think it's something. It's a way to give him a day off and keep his bat in the lineup. Sometimes we want to give him a total day off mentally almost. But he's so athletic. That play he makes over his shoulder early, nobody makes. Nobody makes on our club. And I think that's one of the advantages. You put him over there and you feel like you're really – we talked about defending late, and we're like, you know, you feel like he's probably as good as anybody we have over there. So, you know, you're comfortable with him out there. He's so athletic. And so I think we will see a little bit more of it, you know, to get him some at-bats, you know, just depending on where everything is.
I think he'll still do the bulk of the catching duties?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. More spot duty at first.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be. It's, you know, he's still our catcher. And he's not going to be a guy that's over there 3 days a week or anything like that. So he's pretty much our catcher, but I think it is a way to get him off his legs. You know, a day game like today, ask him how he felt last night. He said he felt good. I asked him about first, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. So he was, like, ready to go right away.
Given his heavy workload the first 4 months, would it make sense, too, from that standpoint, with an eye toward
not wearing him down completely?
Well, I mean, we can do it in any standpoint. We can give him days off, period.
Right.
But I think in general, he's our catcher, you know, and that's what we'll stay with. You know, he's rarely been over, you know, three in a row. He's had a couple of stretches where he went four or so, but he seems to not be bothered by any of the workload we're giving him.
Marcell Ozuna slugged his 26th homer and added to his career high in RBIs in Sunday's win over the Braves. Here's Ozuna after the game.
No, like those kind of games, just try to keep what I'm doing, you know, tag the hitter, and we take a bunny. More when they start hitting early, you know, when we take a lead, we go out there and do the same.
How much did that help you, though, four runs before you throw a pitch, you know, just to settle and pitch?
You know, that is the best thing that can happen for a starting pitcher when your team take care of you like that, you know, they got the lead. They take the lead for a run, you know, like, you just got to go out there and do the thing.
Mm-hmm. Were you physically okay coming out after six?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Had a big strikeout to end the inning before. Talk about that, because it was a big moment.
You know, that was big moment, top hitter. You know, like, all the time when you make a pitch at that count, you know, like, just try to get there and touch the hitter and do the thing. If you finish it like that, you know, good for you.
The double play, you're a little bit of trouble the one inning. They came out, they talked to you, then you get the big double play. Talk about that sequence.
Another thing, like how they say, you be keeping the ball on the ground, so now you get that man in first and second, so let's go. Give it the ball to Roja, ground ball, and we roll it. That was the thing. We just focused to try to get that ground ball and get out of the inning.
What was that like the last start when you faced Gonzalez? I mean, you had a really nice outing, three hits, only one run over eight innings, but he had the near no hitter. What did that feel like for you in that?
You know, like those games like that feel like a little pressure because, you know, you got to keep all the time beat on the top because, you know, like even when nobody scores, you know, like you don't want to get give ball by run because you don't know how the game can go, you know. And he did a pretty good job on that game.
What did you think of your new first baseman today?
Yeah, it was good in there. It was good in there. You know, for time out there, it was looking good.
It was a little different to kind of look over and he's there, not behind the plate for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's different because, you know, you see the guy all the time be behind the home plate, you know, so that feels like a little weird, but, you know, he did a pretty good job.
He made that catch. Did you think he could get that ball, the one that over his head?
Early? You know, the catcher get a lot of fly balls, so, you know, when I saw, I know he got the ball, he handled that well.
Up next, the Marlins head to D.C. to take on the first-place Nats.